Many of us have cars, and we know we need to make certain that they're in good working condition. We have to look under the hood every so often and examine them to make sure we'll be able to get to where we need to go. Friend, if we would do such a wise thing in checking our cars so we can reach our earthly destinations, then wouldn't it even be more prudent to examine our faith in regards to our eternal destination? Hi. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. We've been looking at James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26, where James has been asking us a series of diagnostic questions to help us understand the nature of saving faith, if we have what is needed to get us to glory. And James declared unequivocally that faith without works is dead, verse 17. And James added, you don't have the faith way or the works way. Like you could choose which one you want to get you to glory. It doesn't work that way. You need both, faith and works. So let me run through a diagnostic so you can check under your hood. Do you think that your good works save you? That if you do enough good deeds, or if they outweigh your bad deeds, you'll get to heaven? My friend, works salvation is not what the Bible teaches. If you could do enough good to get to heaven on your own, then the Father would not have had to give such a costly gift in sending Jesus to die to save you. A second malfunction would be a faith-alone salvation that professes Jesus is my Savior, but it is clear that He is not the Lord of your life. That is the dead faith that James is criticizing. A third faulty view is that faith plus works produces salvation. And this is a common view. But the problem is, the Bible is clear that Christ's work alone saves us. Think about it. If my salvation depends even 1% on me, then I'm in trouble. Jesus must be my 100% Savior. And Jesus gets all the glory for my salvation. So what do we want to see under the hood? Here it is. Faith alone that produces salvation plus good works. In this model, faith is the alone engine that gets us to heaven. But we need to have something hooked on the back of our vehicle, a trailer filled with good works that is riding along behind us as the faith engine takes us to heaven. That is what we saw in the third case study that James gave us of Abraham, whose offering of Isaac to God was evidence of a living, active faith. And it's also what we see in our final case study that James gives in verse 25 and 26. James writes, and in the same way was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Rahab had a living, active faith that actually placed her in the hall of faith we find in Hebrews 11. Now, Rahab definitely did not have a lifetime of good works that outweighed her bad deeds. Think about it. She was a prostitute living in a pagan city. Could her life be any lower? But when those Israelite spies showed up in her city, she showed living faith in Israel's God. Rahab first acknowledged what God had done in saving Israel from Egypt, and then she professed, "For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below." Joshua 2:11. And then she protected the spies from the soldiers and helped them to escape. She did good works following that profession. Her faith in Israel's God saved her. And because she trusted that God's mercy was for her, she likewise showed mercy to others. She did good works. She willingly risked her life to save these men. And she disowned herself of her former identity. And Rahab was spared. And Rahab would even end up in the line of Christ. And you can believe she is in glory now. And the same is true for us, friend. When we acknowledge what Jesus has done for all who simply believe, that faith which apprehends Jesus' wonderful work becomes a busy little thing in our lives. As I close this wonderful passage, we may wonder why James added Rahab at the end. Why not just end with Abraham? In fact, why these two? Two thoughts. We see here the law of liberty in its fullness in these two saints' lives. Abraham loved God by offering his son. Rahab loved her neighbors by by saving the spies. Love of God and love of neighbor is the summary of the law of liberty. And secondly, think about these two. They're at total opposite ends of the spectrum. Rahab is a pagan prostitute. Abraham is the rich father of many nations. I think this reminds us of the rich man and the poor man from James chapter 1, who both can share in boasting in the Lord. Remember who you are and who you belong to.